Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Barry wants to do the ad reads first, so we're going to do that. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs. With in-game live betting, no drops plenty, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your phone. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BLEAV to get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. And we've got another great sponsor, guys, Kutt, K-U-T-T. I love betting my friends and betting them on anything. Sports games, who's fast, that's what Kutt allows you to do. The Kutt app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states, Barry. It has customizable odds, tracking capabilities, an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. Use our promo code Believe Hard Knicks, BLEAV Hard Knicks, one word, for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. Kutt, put your money where your mouth is. Guys, let's put our money where our mouth is real quick. Real quick, what do we want to bet each other tonight? This was a request. We should bet each other on something.
Something that's going to happen within the next hour?
Do you and Barry want to bet on the over, under, on the number of drops I use in the show?
No.
Then someone has to keep track of all your drops. Which so that's
how no. That's me. How difficult is that?
Will you keep track of it?
All I got to do is put a hash mark down on a piece of paper when it happens. All right, what are you talking about?
Count it up until the end. You just keep making your hash marks.
Yeah, I'll you know.
Yeah. Okay. What's the over under?
I don't know.
Well, you or I have to pick a number and then decide, you know, over under and make sure that we agree on it. So let me think.
How about whoever gets closest to the number without going over?
Nah, stupid, fuck that without going over. Shit. Then maybe closest to the number.
All right, closest to the number. Good. You have to write it down, though. Actually, on the count of three, we'll say
it. That's a great idea. Because you might totally change your number if I'm... They might not even be close. I don't even know what I'm going to put down. Our numbers might be way off.
All right, I got mine. Do you have yours?
Yes.
Okay, on the count of three.
We're not counting voicemails, right? These are just drops?
Drops. Yeah, true drops. 3, 2, 1. 12.
8.
Okay, all right.
Originally I had 16, I changed it to 8.
All right, hit the fucking music, Randy. Let's get this show going.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live.
Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
Mashed potatoes and gravy, Craig.
Oh, it's a mashed potatoes and gravy kind of night for Barry.
That's the kind of night it is, Craig. That's where we're sitting.
Does that mean he's in a good mood, Blandy?
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
I mean, everything's gelling. Everything's gelling, Craig. Like mashed potatoes and gravy. Everything's gelling for the Knicks.
And good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blanderson Hooper, who, when we first got on this call tonight... So when we first started doing this show, he asked, what are we talking about?
What did
is
I tell him, Greg?
Is that what you asked, Blandy? What did you ask?
I said, do we have anything specific?
Oh, right. Is there anything specific we're talking about? And what did I tell him, Craig?
I don't know. What did you tell him? I don't remember.
I told him the Knicks.
Well, no How's fucking that? Kidding the Knicks, but there are times where we literally have nothing to talk about, and we end up spending 20 minutes talking about underwear. So well, don't make it seem like it's not, don't make it seem like it's not a valid question to say, do we have anything specific to talk about? No kidding, we're talking about the Knicks. But are we going to talk about anything in particular, or are we going to like talk a little Knicks, and then the next thing you know, we're talking about taking a crap, and then 10 minutes later, we talk about the Knicks for 2 minutes, and then we're talking about something that happened at the bike shop, like that. I mean,
what would you like a minute by minute blow of what might happen on the show?
I was just curious if you had like a specific thing to talk about.
I don't know
how
you could be a Knicks fan or a podcast host right now at this exact point in the Knicks season and not know what there is to talk about.
Yeah, how could you say, is there anything specific to talk about?
There's plenty to talk about. I could list five main topics you could have full discussions about right now.
Nothing,
finding out where they're going to seed in the playoffs because they're rearing down the end of the season.
That doesn't mean we're going
to have OG Anunoby back, and look at the effect. They just held three teams to under 80 points.
Oh,
Julius Randle, it's still unknown exactly when he's going to return. There's so much for fucking talking about.
They held three teams to under 80 points, and they held themselves to under 80 points, which is quite
impressive.
That's
fucking impressive, too.
Well, you said it, Barry. OG is back. Is there anything specific we're fucking talking about? OG, bitch. OG is back. The most important piece, in my opinion, of the guys who are missing.
What?
The MVP, if you will.
If I could have any one of the three remaining guys who are out, Julius, OG, and Mitch, it's OG.
I can't argue with you, Craig. And here's why.
Oh, God.
And it kind of points to that.
You got Landy? You got a fucking problem?
Yeah, I don't.
Well, hear me out. Okay. I was thinking this morning. I dropped my kids off to school, and I have this thought about the Knicks. You know, obviously Jalen Brunson's the MVP of the Knicks. You know, in every possible way. But if you were to remove him and pick somebody else that's literally the most valuable player for this Knicks team, there's multiple other guys. You could say it's OG Anunoby. You could make the case that he is most valuable to the rest of this team. You can say that about Josh Hart, that what he brings is the most valuable. So the fact that you've got that, you've got Brunson, a literal MVP candidate, and you've got Julius Randle, a tall, two-time NBA, all-NBA player, this is some fucking team. You got to sit back and appreciate it.
Yeah, part of the reason why I'm saying OG is, for me, the most important piece to come back is because of how Josh Hart's playing, because of how Precious Achiuwa has been playing, because of how Hartenstein's been playing.
How is Josh Hart doing this?
There's so many minutes to go around. Josh Hart's a fucking animal.
How is he doing
honestly,
this,
honestly, you could say he's the MVP of this fucking team.
The fucking numbers that this guy's putting up, just in rebounds alone, is insane. He's not Dennis Rodman, and Dennis Rodman was a one-trick pony. Yeah, did he defend? Fine, but his main thing was rebounds. Every game, that's all he cared about. That's all they needed him to do. Josh Hart is doing that. 19 fucking rebounds? And then look at everything else he's getting you. The buckets, the assists. He's running all over the place. He's defending. He has been unbelievable. The stock of Josh Hart has risen so much. It's higher than it was when he first joined the team last year.
And that's why I'm excited for Julius to come back. I'm excited to be at full strength. I'm excited to see everyone on this team going. But when he comes back, Josh Hart gets kicked to the bench. All right, his minutes go down, and he's been so much fun to watch that I'm not excited to see him get kicked out of the starting lineup. I'm excited to see him staying there for a little bit with OG. The two of them playing together defensively on this team is so much fun to watch. And OG,
what's
the stat? The Knicks are 13-2 with OG.
Yeah, and his plus minus are, you know, ridiculous. You know, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of different lineups through the end of the season and through the postseason. You know, because and Thibodeau, you know, mentioned it the other night about how versatile this guy is and how he can play the two, the three, the four. I think we could see a lot of different looks. You know, you might see Josh Hart and OG and Randle on the floor at the same time. Maybe, you know, Dante sits down.
Right. You know? Does Dante, when Randle comes back, let's say Randle comes back, we don't know. Who gets kicked to the bench? Is it Josh Hart or is it Dante?
I think it's Josh Hart. You know, again, I mean, that's the luxury of this team right now. Is, you know, we started off this season saying that their bench wasn't very good. right? That we thought it was good, but it really wasn't. And now you look at them, and they don't have one minus player on their team in this rotation. You know, I'm not counting Alec Burks. I'm not counting, you know, Bojan, because, you know, they're going to have to prove themselves still if we're going to see in the postseason. But you look at every guy, you're not giving up anything anywhere. Even when Deuce McBride comes in, yeah, you're giving up something compared to Jalen Brunson, yes, but you're giving up something for a guy that's going to produce for you when he's on the court? He's been a little monster this year, Deuce McBride, and he's earned his way to the minutes that he's been getting. And I don't feel like I'm at a disadvantage. No matter who, what player is slotted in what position, I don't feel I'm at a disadvantage against anybody in this league.
Which is unbelievable, by the way, given that we traded Emmanuel Quickly, our sixth man. Right, and now, I don't even know how the fuck it all happened, Barry. It all happened so fast, but you're right. Every single player in this, whatever it's going to be, 8-man, 9-man, 10-man, 11-man rotation, every single guy is great.
You never feel like you're you know, seceding. I can't think of the word I'm trying to say. Seceding to the other team. What am I trying to say, Blandy?
Seceding? Not seceding. That's when you leave somewhere.
Right.
Like the South seceded from the North. You're probably thinking seeding.
Like I'm being submissive to the other team is
you're
what I'm trying to say.
You're not seeding anything.
I don't feel like that.
C-E-D-I-N-G, like giving something up.
Okay.
That's right, like you feel like the whole game you can always have your foot like on the pedal,
right,
either defensively or offensively. We're not going to let up.
That's right. And the thing with Emmanuel Quickly, as much as we loved him and how much talent he showed, there were a lot of nights where there were these large chunks of time in his game when he would turn the ball over, when he would run into dead ends on offense, he wouldn't know what to do with the ball. He was cold, you know, on certain nights way too often. His percentages weren't great. So in all the things that we liked about Quickly, you had holes there. These guys that Thibodeau is throwing out there, I mean, it's hard to find the holes.
What did they say? There was one. Oh, does that count as a drop?
Yes.
No, but that will be a drop next week. You can be damn sure that's going to be a drop.
I don't remember what announcer said it, or I think it must have been the last game, but they said on TNT that, you know, the Knicks some nights they might not match up talent level wise the other team, but there will never be a team that can consistently out effort the Knicks or something like that, right?
Dude, so it's really impressive.
In like a playoff series, that made me feel really good. Like in a playoff series, that's true. That is one thing that we can count on that Tibbs has done with this team, and no other team can bring more effort.
You got to give credit to Leon Rose too, not just Tibbs, because it's the character of these guys, it's the traits of these guys that were brought in, you know, and it's Thibodeau. I mean, this was a match made in heaven.
And could you love this team anymore?
No.
Could you imagine loving a group of guys, aside from maybe Alec Burks and Shake Milton, who we haven't learned enough about yet? Each one of these guys, dude, I feel so connected to.
They give everything they have all the time. And I mean, it's cliche, you know, but whether they're up 30 or they're down 30, they're always giving you all that effort. It's inspiring, man, and it's so much fun
to
watch.
This fucking team.
Do you know, how, I think I always talk about this, I'm looking for like the next jersey to buy. I have no fucking clue.
Right.
There's so many guys I just absolutely love. The other night I was watching, I was like, I might want to buy a DiVincenzo fucking jersey, which is crazy to me.
Achua,
Hartenstein, all these guys are the most likable, hardworking players, and they all really seem to have embraced everything about New York, and they love each other.
Yep.
I've never had more fun. And this is, I think, are we overreacting? This is one game. But it was so much fun watching us beat the shit out of Philly. We're not even going to talk about the game that was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, 2 days before, we scored, what, 73 points against them? I mean, you know.
They didn't have Maxey on Sunday, right?
They had Maxey last night.
They didn't have Maxey on Sunday. And he looked good. The minutes he played, he looked damn good, man.
We played horrible, and they didn't have him.
We get our asses handed to us. Both teams played terribly, and they won.
Oh, it was awful. Yep.
We scored 73 points. It was the lowest scoring game of the season, right? I think, total? Lowest scoring first quarter of the season?
We held them to under 80. That's pretty...
That doesn't help if you can't score terrible. Above 80.
And they didn't have Maxey, but we know what we're missing, too.
I knew that they were going to win that game. I was so confident that they were going to win that game. I put my money where my mouth is. I bet the most amount of money that I've ever bet on a single game going back. You have to go back 6 years was the last time I bet this much money on one game. And they had to cover the 6-point spread, and they did. They won by like 30.
You know, I knew they were going to come back. I wish you told me. Why didn't you give us a tip? Why didn't you give us a tip?
Well, Jay knew because we talk about betting all the time. But I texted my cousin with, you know, I used the lock emoji. I said, it's a lock. They're going to fucking destroy this team. You know, because they were embarrassed the game before. You're back at your
house. NOG was back.
How often do you get a second chance? NOG was back. I mean, that helped as well. You know, we throw down the extra cash. But yeah, how often do you get the chance to redeem yourself in the next game? You know, a lot of times you got to look ahead on the calendar and be like, all right, I'm going to circle that calendar because they, you know, what they did to us, we got to get them back. They were able to get right back in there and do what they had to do.
Did you see that clip of Josh Hart?
Yeah, I mean, yes. I saw it as it happened. Yeah.
You mean when he came out of the game at the very end?
Yes. The joy
when
there.
The crowd was going nuts for him, showing him all the love. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm starting to get nervous about when these guys' contracts are up. What's going to happen?
I know. It's like you got to keep the band together.
I don't want them to go anywhere, but they're like playing themselves.
I know what you're about to say, Jay, and you're right.
They're playing themselves into a new contract.
Let's wait and see what happens in the postseason.
And the guy literally just signed a contract extension in the summer. You're worrying about him going anywhere? Dante's in year one of a 4-year. The only person we really got to worry about. I mean,
Dante's got a 4-year deal?
Yeah.
Is that right?
He's in year one of a 4-year deal.
And how many is Josh Hart locked up for?
Probably the same amount of time, isn't it?
Precious. Can't lose Precious. I don't want to see Precious go.
I know. I mean, what's going to happen to Precious in the postseason?
We got
to
worry about Hartenstein, and we got to worry about OG. But that's it. I mean, OG's probably not going anywhere.
Mitch, dude, none of these guys can leave.
By the way, I trust Tom Thibodeau so much right now, more than I ever have. I think this is his best season coaching. He had everybody in stitches in the post game after that Sixers game, but we'll get to that in a minute. But I feel like this has been his best season of coaching, and this is him coming off of Coach of the Year 1 year, the whole thing.
You wouldn't know that from reading Nick's Twitter.
Well, they don't know what to fucking be mad at. What he's done with this roster, and you know how injury ridden it was to keep these guys motivated, to fuck around with the rotations, to play guys extra time if he has to. And it not be detrimental to the team. He's been awesome.
Agree.
Tommy says.
It's been, you know, it's, I think every year, like, he's been just changing the culture of this team little by little. And this year, it's like the pinnacle.
Yeah. And Did you see any of the, I sent some of the clips. I don't know if you watched them. Did you see any of the Thibodeau post game clips?
No, and we're going to play those. And by the way, like, I don't know how involved he is with Leon and the front office, but while he's been, you know, raising the level of culture here and the effort on the court, they've been slowly, like, getting rid of the guys who don't fit that and weeding them out. And now,
that's right.
Every single guy is fucking full on effort all the fucking time.
That, and nobody's unhappy with their role. You know, everybody knows what they're there to do. Everybody's getting big moments. You know, there's no, even though Fournier didn't speak up, he's still there. I mean, there's a $20 million you know, player sitting two seats down from you that you know is itching to play and he's not playing. There's still, you know, it's not a lot of tension, but it's still tension. All of that's gone now. And every player feels like they're playing their part to get the Knicks where they need to go.
I know that people are sort of like, on Twitter at least, talking about Bojan and Alec maybe not making much of a difference. They're peripheral players right now, which only speaks to how good everyone else is.
Yeah.
But not, you're right, not having Fournier takes that weight off the bench.
Yeah. And I
just
feel like
getting rid of him and replacing them with them, even if they don't work out great, that they're not going to get a lot of minutes. Bojan, right. What's he going to get? Like 10 to 13 minutes a game on this team?
Right.
Well, it depends on how he's shooting. If he gets hot, he'll be playing a
depends
lot more.
Depends how he's shooting. Depends how Hart's playing, how DiVincenzo's playing, how OG's playing. There's so many guys ahead of him.
And I feel like how you feel about Bojan and Burks partly depends on what you think the real reason that they're here is. You know, if you think that Leon Rose brought them over here to kind of keep the Knicks afloat while they have these injuries, to kind of, you know, fill in the minutes and produce for this team so that they keep that winning trend so that they don't lose placing in the postseason, for the postseason, or do you think he brought them over here in order to bolster the bench and be a role player situationally in the postseason, or if somebody goes down at that point? You know, because what they're being asked to do in those two situations are starkly different.
And I think they've been doing they were brought in to keep afloat.
You think they were
brought in to
keep afloat?
I think they were brought in to keep afloat. Yeah. But no one knew that Josh Hart was going to become fucking LeBron James out there. Nobody, like, nobody knew that Precious was going to do what he's doing. Nobody really knew that Miles McBride was going to be a great backup point guard, you know?
Yeah.
So they really are unnecessary. I don't think we need them, but it's nice to have. Especially a guy like Bojan, if you just need a spark off the bench or your other shooters aren't shooting.
Yeah.
He's also, we've seen him, like, he's good in that second unit to be the guy who you run the offense through, you know? But I really want to hear these Tibbs voicemails because I haven't heard them. Not voicemails. Did Tibbs call into the show, Andy?
No.
Tibbs post-game... pressers. Are we doing the Clyde game tonight, guys?
No, Clyde game.
We don't have any Clyde.
Is that because of the controversy?
No.
Okay. Barry will be issuing a public apology shortly.
What?
It's about fucking time.
What are you
but first, Tibbs.
All right, we got three things here. First, this is him on... just on Josh Hart.
Give Josh kind of a break tonight, 39 minutes.
You gave Josh a break, 39 minutes.
He's upset about his usage.
Was he giving grief about not getting 20 rebounds?
I don't know. He's going to give me grief about something. So goes in one ear, out the other. So, but he was terrific. You know, you know, he plays to win, and that's what I love about him.
So, Tibbs sounds different.
He's not a guy that plays for stats.
He's happy.
You know, his stats were, you know, great, unbelievable. But he plays to win, and that's what makes him so valuable to us.
And then
now, why do we play that?
Why? Because I just like, you know, Josh Hart is a clown sometimes. As hard as he fucking plays... you know, how he gives his all, he's still a clown. And, you know, Thibodeau can have fun, but not within that 48 minutes he can't. You know, he's 10. So I always was curious. I wanted to hear Thibodeau, you know, really, truly talk about what he thinks of Josh Hart, and I think that kind of encapsulated it there. You know, he was joking around a little bit at the beginning, and then, you know, he talked about the heart that he has.
Gotta love, like, the Josh Hart Jalen Brunson relationship.
Oh yeah!
In that shot where
so funny.
Josh came off, what happened?
He was
trying to high five, and Brunson was just
Brunson
like,
just Brunson well, put his hand up and then took
down
it down.
The line.
Oh, Brunson
yeah.
put
yeah.
it down.
Brunson
yeah.
was
yeah.
the last one,
and then he just pulled it down.
Yeah, it's great. So anyway, he was asked about the last three games, the fact they held other teams to under 80 points.
Blandy couldn't chop out these.
Oh, hold on, Jay.
Questions.
Hold on. Go back for a second. Because it's important you hear it. The person asking the question, which I think was Chris Persianen.
What? Who?
Chris Persianen.
Is that how you say it? Is that how you really say it? You're just guessing.
Chris Persianen. I think that's how you really say
it. Like Perugian or
He used to be.
Parisian? He gets in the post-game press conferences now?
Yeah, because I think he He calls games for a university, and
for Fordham.
He must have a for Fordham, and he must have a
press pass for the Knicks.
That's
pass.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's been in a bunch of them this season. So anyway,
because he calls mentions, games for Fordham.
Jason said Fordham.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I
somebody
said, it,
said
but
Fordham.
Craig said
oh, you said
yeah,
Fordham.
I think it's Fordham. Oh, is that okay. who he calls games for?
I don't know. I think it sounds right.
But because he calls games for a college, he gets press pass to the game?
Yeah, he's been in a bunch of these.
I got to go get a job at some shitty college basketball. Basketball college.
Yeah, because sometimes I post clips and it's his own.
The last time the Knicks held three teams in a row to under 80 points, Rick Brunson was on the team. That's what the question.
Back in 2020.
I know you can't really hear them.
That was the question. So you said, so what's the key?
Yeah,
you know
what's the key?
You know, okay. to
obviously
doing.
A Brunson.
Obviously a Brunson. He said. Obviously a Brunson.
Good. That's a good line.
It's obviously quick. Not, but it's funny.
And then the other one here is he's talking about like with
was
OG.
Was Thibodeau on the team the last time this happened or not? Like as a assistant coach or anything?
That was 2000.
Might
have been out
probably
by
not.
Then. No?
Probably not.
Next one was about Hart and OG.
A reporter asked him why he played. Yeah, he said, why'd you decide to play Hart at the three and OG at the four tonight? Yeah, or how'd you decide to do that?
Let's see if I can skip the question here.
No, I think I skipped it for you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Did I start him at the four?
Oh, yeah.
Did I start him at the three?
I mean,
I don't even know. And I say that tongue in cheek because like that's the beauty of Josh and OG.
What happened?
That's it?
Barry picked out some great clips, Craig.
What happened?
Oh.
There
was more to that clip.
Blandy decided to cut it after three words.
That's what you sent, Barry.
Oh, maybe that is what I sent.
That is what you sent. I didn't clip anything.
Oh.
All right, so Barry's not picking out sound clips.
Oh, come on, they're that bad. Anyway, and there's one more we have of OG.
Oh, there is one.
Talking about his first game back.
Would love to hear OG.
You could barely hear what he's saying. It's another good one.
Did you raise up the audio? Because I can barely hear the ones you've played so far.
No, because I can't raise
up
the audio.
So this is going to be terrible.
The audio
you can't raise up the audio?
The audio is as high as it goes. It's only at 100%.
Give it to me next time. That's ridiculous.
I felt great. You know, it's been a while. Missed the play there. Missed the play.
Missed
my teammates. So it was a great
feeling
for sure.
Okay, good job, Barry. Great.
On my phone,
OG
it sounded great.
OG ASMR. OG ASMR right there. Continues. All right, let's hear Ralph. Ralph enjoyed the game.
That's right. Ralph called in. And if you want to call in, you can always reach us at 516-33-MESH-1. That's 516-336-3741. And you can get in on the action.
Here we go.
Knicks crushed the 76ers. OG's first game back. Josh Hart with the triple-double. Great game. What do you got to say, Danny?
Yay!
Now, I want to challenge all the other callers out there. Why don't you get your wives or girlfriends to call? Am I the only one? Or to, well, you call. You at least talk on the phone.
You're arguing.
So, where are all the other wives and girlfriends?
It's a good question. Where are they?
Yeah, where the fuck are they?
Where are they?
We've heard so much about, who is it? JP? Is it JP? Hotepe. Who gets lucky after Knicks wins.
Yep, that would make sense.
I'd like to hear the other side of the story there.
Sure.
Does the wife view it as getting lucky or is it punishment? Come on, Hotepe. Are there any people's wives or girlfriends you would want to hear from?
I don't know. I mean, there's certain people I'd like to hear from. I mean, it's been a long time since we've heard from certain people.
Yeah, we just want to make sure you're all okay.
Like, what happened to Derek?
Derek.
Where is he? Still in Scotland? What's he doing? I don't know.
Oh,
he's got to love this team. Derek has got to love this team.
Hold on. Derek is calling in right now. Blandy.
Hey, boys. Barry, Craig.
Where have you been, Derek? What the fuck is going on?
Just been working a lot.
Working? What do you do?
I work in the kilt factory.
There's a kilt factory?
Of course, there's millions of kilt factories in Scotland. That's what
we
do.
They don't make those in China? I feel like they're all made in China.
No. It's all Scottish made. I'm either doing that.
Is that
or
is
I'm eating
racist?
Haggis.
Is it one of
the two things.
Are you allowed to say this kind of stuff?
Am I allowed to
you're
say
not
what?
Stereotyping?
I'm from Scotland.
Yeah.
Within about 10 seconds, you're talking about kilts, and what else were you talking about?
I mean,
Haggis.
it might be offensive. Derek might find it offensive.
I don't think he will.
It wouldn't be the first time
Derek.
In a long time that we offended somebody that's an active
this
listener.
Derek?
What else is there to talk about? With
DJ's
Scotland?
Here, by the way. DJ's here. DJ just joined
Let's fucking go!
Oh, DJ, you're all hyped, huh? You're all pumped up? What's been the best part of the team so far?
This fucking team. Oh, fuck. Fuck.
And dude,
DJ,
how about
what?
Watching Josh
DJ.
Hart? How does that make you feel? How does it feel watching Josh Hart doing what he's doing?
This feels so good. This feels so good, man. Wow.
DJ, how were you feeling after the Knicks, the first game against Philly?
And putting up sucking fuck us.
You didn't think the Knicks were good?
DJ.
You didn't think the Knicks were good against that team the first time?
Oh, wait, that wasn't
Who's
him.
That?
That was Brandon. Brandon just
Brandon's
called.
Brandon's on the call.
Wow. It's been so long, Brandon. It's so nice that everybody's getting the bands back together.
I just realized that Craig's trying to get you to play drop so he wins the bet that he made against me.
I'm trying to get up to 12 right now. I think we're at like 6.
I'm
7.
I'm not telling you.
No, it's got to be more than that.
I'm not letting you know.
Is Murder Jim here? Is he singing for us tonight?
No, because we don't have the bit. Craig's trying to get me to play. Barry, he's trying to rig this.
Play Murder Jim's song. Come on.
That doesn't count as a drop. I'm just letting you know.
Fine. It doesn't count as a fucking drop.
Doesn't count as a drop.
By the way, for the record, Murder Jim, I love this fucking version.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
I don't like just copying the original. This is fucking you. Barry, you got anything to say about that?
Get loose in cowskin suits. We'll apply.
I don't want to step on the vocal.
Pause it for you.
Oh.
Dude, I'm not even joking. Like, I enjoy that track.
Well, when we first
Maybe
played
I'm
it,
weird.
You said that you did.
90s grunge kid. I love that track. When we first played it, what did I say?
You said that you couldn't decide which one you liked better because you liked them both. You said you liked his version.
I don't need to get sexually aroused hearing Barry sing. All right, Blandy. You all hear that.
You
music.
Don't... Really? You don't...
There's nothing you have to say
I
there,
think
by
of
the way,
you
Barry?
When I'm in the shower now, too, Barry?
What?
So
that?
You don't get aroused when he... You don't
that was
get
a drop.
Aroused
just to
he,
make it clear, that was a drop.
Yeah, when you... When he sings, you don't want to get aroused, but when you're in the shower, you'll think of him.
What was that drop? I didn't even hear it.
I'm not playing it again, and if I do, it doesn't count as...
It does count as a drop. You mark that shit down.
It doesn't count
all right,
a
y'all hear
time.
That music.
Does not count.
It's the news with Blanderson Hooper. If you're new to the show, we call Blandy Blanderson Hooper because he does the news for about what feels like an eternity at the end of each show.
It's literally no more than like 2 minutes, 3 minutes each time.
I like this
yeah,
part
but
of the
it
show.
Feels like it's
you also interrupt me 5 million times to complain about it, and so that just drags it out. So
I've always liked the segment.
Let's start with the news of your life. Any news?
The news of my life?
Oh, let's get into Blandy.
Yeah, like we just want to learn about you, man. What's the listeners to learn about?
What's eating at that Blanderson?
I got nothing. I've been on a little bit of a hot streak betting wise. Because usually I suck balls.
How much money have you made during this hot streak?
Last 2 days I made like $50, which for me is there exceptional.
You go. That's great for you.
Yeah,
that's huge. I told Blanderson he should start his own betting, like betting page. You know, like a lot of people tweet their best bets out. So I told him he should start one, and his tagline can be, "I don't always win, but when I do, it's like $5."
It's like investing in penny stocks with Blandy.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, $50 in 2 days for me is that's big. That's big.
No, he's over going back like a year.
He's still in it. At least when we got recruited to do that, I don't even remember what happened.
I still got my money.
But we had to all join up for like 100 different betting sites, got money to each one. I was out within like 2 weeks. I couldn't resist.
I'm still in there.
All right, Blandy, the fucking news.
All right, here we go. What do you got? So I talked a couple of weeks ago about how the Lakers had that Kobe Bryant statue that they were unveiling outside of the Crypto.com arena. And there are a bunch of errors. I don't know if you saw this on the base of the statue. Names are spelled incorrectly. There are some formatting mistakes. And so the Lakers have said that they are going to take care of that and fix that. How the fuck
do you mean
let that...
formatting mistakes?
No, like even like the word decision was spelled wrong.
Yeah, coach's decision was screwed up. Jose Calderon's name was spelled wrong. Von Wafer's name was spelled wrong.
QC'd that statue.
It's like, what are you doing? How many times? Read it over 5 million times.
You can't blame the statue company because usually they always send the proof before, you know, it's got to be signed off on before they go ahead and do it. Or you put a little bit of blame on them and a little bit of blame on who sent it in.
Yeah.
Probably who sent it in.
So there's that.
Great statue maker. Terrible at spelling.
Otto Porter Jr., who was the third pick in the 2013 draft, announced his retirement this week.
And Craig, does that statue, by the way, look anything like Kobe?
I've never even looked at it. Let me see. Kobe Bryant statue.
And now there's a porn star currently suing them as well because she goes by the name Black Mama.
I think it looks like
for real.
Him.
And for they real? Misspelled Black Mamba, Black Mama.
Barry, that was
they misspelled Black Mamba.
No,
that was that was.
I don't hate it. I just don't like it at all, and it's terrible.
Is that like
somebody
is
liked
Black
it?
Mama
somebody
like
out there
MILF?
Liked it.
Is Black Mama MILF porn, Barry?
Yes. I didn't even think that deep into her
Barry's
backstory.
Into that
yes,
Black Mama.
That's
porn.
The category.
Okay.
Is that
like
a category, Black Mamas?
It kind of looks like Ron Artest, actually, a little bit, if you look at it. Anyway.
See? You did like
I'm pretty sure that's racist.
Otto Porter Jr. retires after 11 seasons, playing for 6 different teams, number 3 pick in the draft 10 years ago, never really made you know,
why did he retire?
Potential. Wow. He's had a lot of injuries.
Injuries.
Jamal
so he's
Mosley.
Done with the game. Like, he's not even going to go play.
No, he announced his retirement.
Abroad.
No. The Magic and Jamal Mosley have agreed to a contract extension that will run through the 2027-2028 season. Obviously, the Magic have made big strides this year.
We finally beat the Magic, by the way. How about that? Are you afraid to meet the Magic in the playoffs, Barry?
No.
No.
I'm not.
Even though they're 3-1 against us.
Even though they're 3-1 against us. No, they don't scare me. I think we have a fucking better team. If
is,
we're healthy,
is there a better,
forget about
is
it.
Is there a team you would rather face in the first round than the Magic?
Rather face?
Yeah.
Magic would be number one. This is a fully healthy
be, right?
Philadelphia, right? They'd have Embiid back, we're assuming.
Let's say no. Let's just say no.
Oh, if they don't have Embiid, then I wouldn't mind facing Philly either.
You want to face Philly?
If they don't have Embiid. Yeah. You know, the Heat scare me, even though I think we should beat them.
Of course. I mean, last year I thought we were going to destroy them.
You know, Cleveland scares me, even though we've shown we can beat them. Indiana is feisty, so they can be a tough match for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still going with my Knicks against anybody. So,
can I continue?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Oh, see, and this is what I'm talking about. You're like, oh, it takes so long. Oh, this is why it takes so long.
Blandy, we won't say a word.
I'm just letting you know.
And let's
sometimes you have to be patient.
I mean, listen.
Sometimes you have to be patient while mommy and daddy talk. Okay.
Yeah. And can you imagine how boring the news segment would be if we didn't talk?
Who's the mommy and who's the daddy?
Blandy. Yeah,
thank you for some interjection.
You should be thanking us.
Thank us.
No, I'm not
fucking boring ass news segment. Without us, what would it be?
You went too far. You crossed the line, Craig.
Yeah.
You crossed the line.
Is it the truth hurts, man? What do you want me to do?
You're just being rude.
Can you imagine if we just all let you listen to Blandy for like 3 minutes?
I mean, people falling asleep at the wheel.
Be a pile up on LIE.
Anyway, the last two stories. Rudy Gobert has been fined $100,000 by the league.
That's a lot of fucking money.
It is the largest fine issued to a non-suspended player this year because after their loss to the Cavs last week in overtime, he suggested that the calls in the games were influenced by sports betting. I don't know if you saw when he got fouled out with a six foul in the fourth quarter, he made the money sign to the refs money as well.
Wow.
Yeah. And so between that and his comments after the game, it cost him $100,000.
Do we have his comment as a drop?
No, we do not.
Was it a foul, his sixth foul?
I wasn't watching the fucking game. I don't know. I just saw the after effects.
Fantastic.
I mean, were you watching the Minnesota Timberwolves playing the Cleveland Cavaliers?
It's not my job to do the news every week.
It's not my job to watch those games. My job is just to report on the news.
We're going to have to stop calling him Blanderson Hooper.
And then last but not least, former NBA star Glenn Big Baby Davis, big fat guy. Mm. Played for the Celtics, a few other teams.
That's
recently
nice.
Stirred up controversy by posting a thing on Instagram with him and three scantily clad women, and he admitted being involved in pornos. And when his Instagram comments filled up with people being like, dude, what? He defended himself by saying, I didn't actually fuck those girls. I was just there watching and admiring.
So he's sitting in the corner in these videos?
I assume so.
But is he on camera?
That I don't know. I just know that he posted a picture of him with three porn actresses. And then when people were like, dude, you're doing pornos? He was like, no, I'm not fucking anybody. I'm just watching.
Yeah, my dick was in their ass, but I wasn't fucking them.
So.
Right.
So I don't know what that's all about.
So he watches them being made live.
I guess so. Yes, he's there while.
How do you get that?
Maybe you just know somebody. I mean, I saw the picture of these three women. Like it didn't look like it was the highest class kind of porn that there is.
We've talked way too much porn. In this show. I don't...
Wait, tonight's show? Or just in general?
Tonight.
What? Oh, well, Barry...
Have you seen these photos, Barry?
Big mama.
No.
I feel like this is worth a screen share here.
Oh, you found it.
Uh-huh.
It looks like there's something wrong with him in these photos. Am I wrong?
Well, didn't he just get in trouble for something? I thought he did.
Why is he smiling like that?
You know why.
Where are their hands in that picture? Oh, they're right on his lap.
Hmm.
See, if you look, Craig, look at the one in the middle. It says Glenn Davis reveals he filmed porn. But then he said, I didn't actually do anything in the porn.
All right.
But that's the way basketball bounces.
How did that make the news, Craig?
I do not know, Barry. What was that news? It was that he was...
You know we like salacious stuff. Here we have an NBA player.
He might have appeared in some porno, but he wasn't doing any porn.
Watching porn.
When did you find that story, Lynn?
Today. It was on...
Right before the show?
It was on Black Sports Online.
And how do you... Oh, reputable.
Maybe. That's where I go. That and TMZ. That's where I get the crazy stuff.
How do you find... When you want a salacious story, what do? You just go straight to those sites?
I go to either TMZ or I go to Black Sports Online. Yeah. Those are the two.
It seems terrible. When you want something salacious, you go to Black Sports Online.
Those are the sites.
Do you go into those incognito mode or regular mode?
No, they're not. TMZ and Black Sports Online has like regular stuff. They cover NBA, UFC, boxing, NFL. They just, you know, a lot of times they have stuff about, like, hot chicks that the players are dating and stuff like that. So that's where you go to get that kind of stuff.
Do they only cover black sports or white sports? Or they only do black? What's considered a black sport?
I don't know.
Well, he said NHL.
It's
right?
No, I didn't. I said NBA, UFC, boxing, and NFL.
All right, still holds up.
Like, they don't do golf.
They've got a story here about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a white man.
That doesn't make any sense.
You know.
Does that make any sense, Barry?
There's a story about Luka Doncic.
I don't want to comment.
You know?
Play devil's advocate. Could a website, White Sports Online, ever exist?
Probably not.
Barry is super uncomfortable right now.
I'm keeping my mouth shut, Craig.
Remember?
You know, I had an edible about 2 hours ago. You never know what's going to come out of my mouth. I'm going to shut it right now.
Oh, you've got to be fucking careful. You're behaving well for an edible.
The last three episodes, Craig.
What? I'm on 2 hours ago, though, you're probably at the tail end of that. That's why you were eating those chocolate-covered blueberries, shoving them in your face when we first got on?
Yes, sir.
Is that what
was
you
were eating a lot. I finally listened to last week's show. I finished. You were chomping on something.
You talk about my
mouse clicks, and you were just chomping away on something.
Yeah, I was sucking on these chocolate-covered almonds.
By the way, I did watch the fix-up on the Seinfeld episode. Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, I love that one.
Did you watch the one I said to watch yet?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
You didn't like that one?
It was okay, but I knew that the one I recommended to you was the better episode.
Oh, I thought the one I recommended was better.
Interesting.
I just love Elaine in that episode. I'm talking about Seinfeld. Elaine in that episode when she was on the couch pretending to be a porn star, speaking about porn stars.
Oh, you're talking about The Voice.
The Voice.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. The tape. I mean, I didn't watch that one yet.
Oh, what did you? The one you told me
to watch last time about the Kramer was a ball boy and there was the deaf tennis player that he started going out with and they used her to lip read.
Dude, The Voice is so good when she's pretending to be a porn star.
I remember the episode. Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch it again.
That one's good. Watch it before that edible goes away. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Call us, people.
516-33-MESH-1, 516-336-3741. Talk to us.
West Coast trip coming up, boys. Will we see Randall or Mitch sometime soon? What's the word on them?
It's so under fucking wraps. Well, Randall apparently hasn't been cleared for even contact yet. So
but
even
Mitch
though he's
has.
Shooting and he's doing drills, he has not been able to partake in any contact. So, I mean, that tells me that he's still 2 weeks away, is what I would think. And Mitchell Robinson, I have no idea.
I am starting to wonder if he's coming back. And Mitchell Robinson is cleared, though, right?
No, I haven't heard that he's cleared.
He's not cleared for contact?
I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard what the fuck his status is. I would have thought he would have been back before OG, if you asked me a month ago.
I just worry about Randall, because from everything I keep hearing, they say once that shoulder pops out the first time, it's easier
for
it to pop out again. And, you know, I get he's left-handed, but he's left-handed, and what does that mean when he's pounding towards the hoop? He's using his right shoulder. He's dipping that,
and
that's
does that
what he's
all
using to
time.
Get his way in.
It's the best part of his game. You need him to be a bully. That makes me nervous. He can't be timid out there. We don't want him dancing around the three-point line. That's not where he's been at his best this season. It's been taking it to the hoop. So
I worry about him dipping that shoulder in and you know.
A lot of question marks there.
Mitchell Robinson, as of yesterday, was said he should be cleared for contact soon.
Ugh. Right down to the wire.
That's any day now, according to me. All right, guys. Until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
Blandy, I almost forgot. Who wins the bet? Who wins the bet?
Well, I'm looking at my hash marks here. You said what? 12?
12.
And Barry said 8?
Yeah.
And the final tally is 11.
Did I go over?
Yeah, you went
we
over.
We said closest, too. We said closest, too.
Craig, I did.
I said, fuck that over shit, is what I said.
Winner. Craig is the winner. Yeah.
Congratulations, Craig.
Thank you.
That was very good.
For all the guests who called in. Thank you.
It makes me think that if you didn't keep egging him on to keep playing stuff, then I would have won. I thought it was more than 11, the way you were playing all those DJ drops.
Just 11. I did a good job.
Anybody that kept score at home, let us know.
You owe me $50. Remember, we bet $50 on that.
On cut.
Oh, is that right?
We did that on cut.
That's right.
Cut.com? No, the app?
What is it? By the way, this podcast is presented by Bet Online. You know I'm supposed to do that every show?
At the end?
Yeah.
That's lame.
We've never done that.
They don't pay us enough for that.
I know. That's ridiculous.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.